Thank you. Thank you for coming. This is co-authored with my advisor, Chris Dietrich. The leafhopper tribe currently contains 16 genera and 324 described species. They all feed on grasses, with one known exception. The tribe as a whole is distributed worldwide, but genera are more confined to particular biogeographic regions, and the tribe includes some vectors, economically important vectors, of the Tungro virus of rice. The tribe is included in the subfamily Deltacephalinae, and in recent analyses of that subfamily, it was found within a large clade, including 13 other grass-specializing tribes. It was resolved as monophyletic with the three taxa that were included, and with weak support, its sister tribe was resolved to be Stenomitopiini. It's characterized by some unique features of the male and female genitalia, such as the hinged ideagus and unique shape of the teeth on the second valvuli. The generic distribution of the tribe is mostly Old World, and this is a conventional use throughout the talk. I'll highlight Old World taxa in red and New World in green. But despite the predominance of genera in the Old World, the species level distribution is approximately equal between the Old World and New World, largely because there's a very large genus Athycinella, which has 140 described species, 136 of which are in North America, with four species in Eastern Asia. And Exidianus is another genus that has species both in the Old World and in the New World. And in 1968, Ross revised all the Old World species of the genus and proposed an intuitive phylogeny for all the species in the genus. He noticed or recognized that the genus is primarily tropical or subtropical, that it probably originated in the Old World, and that there was one monophyletic New World group that he proposed colonized the New World by one of three ways that he proposed, the first of which was crossing the Bering Land Bridge in the Eocene, when the climate at that time in that place was much warmer and it seems to be more conducive to what the ecological conditions that we find Exidiana species today. He also suggested that an ancestor, a cold-tolerant ancestor, might have crossed the Bering Land Bridge sometime later and subsequently lost its cold tolerance. And he also considered long-distance dispersal from the Ethiopian region to the New World to be a possibility. Grasses originated in the late Cretaceous around 75 million years ago, but were minor components of their ecosystems for a long time, until grasslands emerged in the Oligocene and Miocene between 15 and 30 million years ago. And the general patterns that we see from some other grassland-associated taxa, one example comes from the ruminant ungulates, which diversified around 30 million years ago, or around the age of the origin of grasslands. And many groups are native to either the Nearctic or Palearctic regions. And the general patterns that we see are crossing the Bering Land Bridge one way or another, sometimes multiple times, and also crossing into South America over the Panamanian Isthmus when it closed 3 million years ago. So we wanted to reconstruct the phylogeny of this grassland-associated tribe, Chiasmini, to test the monophyly of the tribe, test the phylogeny of Exidianus proposed by Ross in his biogeographic scenarios for how the New World Exidianus arrived there. And we also want to get an idea of the relationships between the other genera in the tribe and possibly propose any biogeographic scenarios of how they became distributed the way that they are. And we also got divergence times. Wanted to address the timing of the diversification of the tribe, so that might help inform any biogeographic scenarios that we're considering. The in-group sample included 62 taxa. 12 of the 16 genera were represented. The four missing genera were all small genera. It would eventually be nice to include them. And we included 11 outgroup taxa. We sequenced ND1 and histone H3 for all species, and a region of 28S and CO2 for about half of the species. We conducted parsimony analyses and parsimony bootstrap to assess branch support, and conducted partition Bayesian analyses, and did the phylogenetic dating and rates with a penalized likelihood algorithm. This is the results of the parsimony analysis. The tribe was resolved as monophyletic, but without any branch support. Generally, in all analyses, there were two relatively well-supported clades, one upper clade here and one lower. This upper clade includes the genera Leopha, Amniphotetics, and Exidianus. And the lower clade includes the rest of the genera Enchiasmini, including the large North American genus Athysonella, which was not found to be monophyletic in the parsimony analysis. This is the result from the Bayesian analysis. The tribe was not resolved to be monophyletic in this case due to three taxa that were grouped with this lower clade, two of which are in the presumed sister tribe to Chiasmini, Stenometopiani, and one is an undescribed genus from Brazil. So despite this result, I still think that the monophyly of the tribe is still a valid hypothesis, given that we've resolved it in other analyses of the entire subfamily and based on some convincing morphological characters. And also in the Bayesian analysis, Athysonella was resolved to be monophyletic. And taking a look at the distributions of the genera in this upper clade, first we have Leopha, which is in the Old World. It's Oriental, Ethiopian, and Southern Palearctic. This Nephetetics is Old World tropical and subtropical and also Australian. Similarly distributed is this first group of Exidianus. The next group of Exidianus is in the Ethiopian region, and the next group is Old World tropical. So you can see we definitely have an Old World origin for this clade, and in the most derived position we have the New World Exidianus group. So looking closer at the distributions of the species in the New World, again, sister to the New World group, we have the Nanus group, which is widespread in the Old World tropics. And the first diverging species, Obscura nervus, is widespread in South America. The next species we know from Brazil, Peru, and Bolivia. And then the next branch includes one species from Peru, two from Mexico, and one from North America. So the overall pattern of divergences that we see here are the earlier diverging species are in South America, and more recent, more derived species are in North America. We dated the phylogeny by constraining one of the in-group nodes to be 75 million years old, which is the age of the origin of grasses. And we surmised that the tribe itself can't be older than the age of its host family. We don't have any fossils for the tribe or for the subfamily as a whole. So the resulting divergence time estimates are inferred to be maximum divergence time estimates. So looking at the divergence of the New World Exidianus group, we get a maximum divergence time estimate of between 23.5 and 30 million years old. And reconsidering the scenarios proposed by Ross for its arrival in the New World, one, movement across the Bering land bridge in the Eocene. This group seems to be too young for that to have occurred. Second, moving across the Bering land bridge sometime later. This divergence time estimate is certainly more compatible with this, but the pattern of relationships that we found in this group with the earlier diverging species in South America and the more derived ones in North America is at odds with what we would expect from this kind of scenario. And finally, dispersal from the Ethiopian region to the New World, first in South America and then to North America, is more congruent with the pattern of relationships that we found here. And there's also some anecdotal evidence that seems to be also congruent with this scenario. There are some other Delta Cephaline leafhoppers that are known from Ascension Island, which is pretty much right in between Africa and South America, and are believed to have dispersed from Africa. Looking at the distributions of the genera in this other lower clade of Chiasmineae, the earlier diverging genera are all Old World in one form or another. And so similarly to the upper clade, we have an Old World origin of this clade. And looking at the branch that includes some New World taxa, we have Icaia, which is neotropical, Acanarella, which is widespread in the Old World, but not including Australia, and also the large North American genus, Athysonella, with four species in Eastern Asia, is monophyletic. But the relationships between these three genera were not well resolved or well supported, so I think it's a little premature to propose any scenarios for how these New World taxa got there yet. But one thing that's clear is that it does seem that the divergence times for these two New World genera are quite a bit older than the New World group of Ixodianus. So overall, the molecular data strongly supported two branches of Chiasmineae, but more data are needed to test the monophyly of the tribe. Both lineages appear to have originated in the Old World. The New World Ixodianus group is monophyletic and seems to be more congruent with a scenario in which it arrived by dispersal from the Ethiopian region between a maximum of 23 and 30 million years ago, which is a pattern much different than we've seen in other grassland groups. And the relationships between the other New World genera and Acanarella, for example, need to be further resolved. I'd like to thank a bunch of people for specimens and help in the lab, institutions, and these sources of funding. Thank you. Yes.
Is there any relationship between the Brachypteri and the distribution or habitat type?
Is there any relationship between Brachypteri and habitat type? It's more not exact. Well, they are all grassland taxa. The distribution of Brachypteri seems to be more constrained by phylogenetics. The phylogenetic position, Nephotetics and Ixodianus, for example, both have all Macropterous species. And Brachypteri is common in the rest of the genera. So exactly why that's the case, I'm not sure. But there doesn't seem to be any apparent distributional or geographic differences between Ixodianus and Nephotetics and the rest of the genera. Yes.
When you were talking about the Ascension Islands, it went like midway between Africa and South America.
Okay.
How do they theorize? How does this movement actually take place? A combination like wind and maybe debris, floating debris?
Yeah. So it's it was hypothesized. They looked at prevailing wind patterns, and it's a little funny, a bit of a funny case because the species itself is known from the Canary Islands, but they proposed that it was also known, well, it probably also occurs in Africa and probably is dispersed from sort of the southern, southwest part of the country based on prevailing wind patterns.